History of Climate Change, written by Christine Kretschmann. It is a rapid assumption that climate change is promulgated only the last 20 years. The incipient science of climate was around 1890. Scientists developed the first automatons to measure the influence of carbon dioxide. They prognosticated that the increase of carbon dioxide would cause egregious effects for the world climate, like the melting of the polar ice. The public called the scientists as inane and admonished them for undermining the Industrial Revolution. The hapless scientists became culprits. Time passed, two world wars took place, and again, economics took the science of climate down a peg until the 1970s. The flower power time elicited the idea of a new ethic view, which was concurred by the young generation. However, people get older, and the duplicity of life caught them and passed back to the next generation. In a clandestine way, the scientists researched, despite of all the theories, and tried to convey the pernicious consequences of carbon dioxide to all possible authorities and admonished the politicians that they should do something against it, because of the inexorable process of global warming. If a certain threshold is reached, the politicians haven't construed the right measurements. They are still trying to stall any progress and revel around a decision, in establishing one conference after the other. With that paucity of ethic and the duplicity, we can only expect the worst. It isn't a criminal way to say so, but if you give one economic idea the impunity, then no cessation is possible. As long as the frequent neoconservative dreamers leonize, we'll only find distraught scientists and no solace for us. The only way would be to change our behavior and demand cars which use other fuels as oil or gas. Don't buy at malls, support the local shops, and buy local products as far as possible. Those things would change more than any conference on Bali or another paradise in the South Pacific. Keep that in mind.